Sir George Simpson, little emperor of the fur trade. Under the Treaty of Versailles, signed in 1783, Great Britain was forced to recognize the independence of the United States. As new borders were set, the English and Scottish traders of Montreal were shut out of the market for furs from the Great Lakes and Illinois. In response, they founded the Northwest Company and turned to the far north, determined to challenge the all-powerful Hudson's Bay Company on its own territory. Lachine became their base of operations. It was in this context that in 1803, Alexander Gordon had a stone warehouse built to store furs and trading goods for the so-called Nor'westers. Competition between the two companies was fierce, especially after British settlers supported by the Hudson Bay Company founded a colony on the Red River. While the humans clashed, the animals were being critically overhunted and revenues began to decline. Finally, in 1821, the British authorities forced the rival companies to merge under the name Hudson's Bay Company and appointed a new governor, George Simpson. He was small of stature, but vigorous, and above all, autocratic, hence his nickname, Little Emperor. Simpson decided to administer all corporate operations from the island of Montreal and made Lachine his headquarters. His death, in 1860, marked the end of the fur trade reign that had begun with the brother-in-law associates Charles Lemoine and Jacques Lebert.